spirit made by you.
All aboard the night train.
Sunday night at 9 p.m. It's the night train.
A non-stop musical journey taking in music from around the globe.
Funk, soul, rock and roll,
Latin scorchers, scratchy 78s,
deep gospel, Delta blues,
heavyweight dub, psychedelic nuggets, and a whole lot more.
The Night Train, Sundays 9 p.m. here on Sheffield Live.
The Breakdown, 4 o'clock classic.
That was today's 4 o'clock classic. Welcome back to The Breakdown. And that was James Addiction, or as they say at the start of the album in Spanish, Juan's Addiction.
Back to 19... Did you say 1990?
1990, released on August 21st, 1990. It was their second album, and for a long time it was their final album, because they then split up, and then got back together again, and then split up again.
Yes. Yeah.
They're not the most stable of bands, put
quite
it that way.
Quite spectacularly, very recently,
indeed,
wasn't it?
Yeah, I think Perry punched Dave Navarro on live on stage.
Yeah.
Just a little taster of what you've got to look forward to in Oasis reform next year. But yeah, Being Caught Stealing by James Addiction, today's 4 o'clock classic.
Thank you very much for that. We will plough on now with new music. And, well, we like new music on The Breakdown.
We do.
We like new music with excellent names as well. So if you come, if you present to me on a playlist a artist called Danielle Ate the Sandwich, and this person is actually called Danielle, I'm going to play this song.
She probably eats sandwiches as well, I'd imagine.
Surprised that this is going to be from her eighth album.
What?
Yeah. So she is an American-based artist who, where does she live now? It doesn't matter where she lives. She's a folkie. She's a folkie. And this song is called It's Not Jupiter. And it will take us into an hour, which also will also feature Lauren Mabry, Daisy, Joni, Juanita Stein, Hamilton Lifehouser, and many, many more.
Mm.
Saddle up.
It's not Jupiter that we watched from your couch through the window while the winter whipped itself around. It's not simple, this thing in front of us, but we do our best to make a name for it. And the Milky Way dropped its stars above the night, chasing blindly after Orion as he hunted through the sky. And the sands inside the hourglass give us a knowing sigh. But in the living room with this clear view, it's only you and I. And nothing is quite as it seems. It's laughable to think back how long it took for the mercy and the atoms to make existence up. And the nights I spent with arms outstretched, hoping you would come. And here you are under the stars, and I am drinking up. And nothing is quite as it seems.
Was Danielle Ate the Sandwich, It's Not Jupiter, a track from a supposedly, an assumedly, eighth album, which will be out next year. She has a lot of YouTube content. She's a full-time singer-songwriter and YouTuber, but I think it's wholesome content.
Yeah.
So, Danielle Ate the Sandwich. We will do now a double, and you're going to start with Swansea Sound.
I'm going to start with Swansea Sound.
There's two tracks you could have chosen.
Yeah, I thought I'd go all festive. They've released a Christmas single. Swansea Sound are, of course, Amelia Fletcher from bands like Tallulah Gosh and Heavenly. And she's teamed up with Hugh Williams of the Pooh Sticks. And you and Steve saw them in a bookshop last weekend, didn't you?
Not Hugh Stevens. We saw Rob Percy.
Hugh Williams.
Hugh Williams.
Yeah.
Hugh Stevens. Yeah, we didn't see him. Yeah. No, definitely didn't see
another
him.
Another of our competitors.
Yeah. Yeah, she, her and Rob Percy, Amelia Fletcher and Rob Percy, played at La Bibliothèque.
Yes.
In Sheffield. A bookshop I didn't really realise existed.
Same.
Last Sunday morning, the night after their gig at Shakespeare's.
But more gigs in bookshops, I think we're saying. But this is a tribute to Slade and their perennial Christmas song. Includes a line which rhymes Brewdog with You Lug, which I'm very impressed with. And it's called I Wanna Wear a Mirrored Hat Like Slade.
Grandma, a brand new iPad. She's getting porn and funeral plan ads, yeah. Oh yeah. The kids got Spotify subscriptions.
These playlists are really bitchin'.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Special gifts under the Christmas tree, love from me. I bring peace, I bring tranquility. Granddad got some beer from Brewdog, special flavour, Christmas Yule log, yeah. Oh yeah. Did you like your Paltrow candle?
It's got a smell I can't quite handle.
Oh yeah? Oh yeah. Special gifts under the Christmas tree, love from me. I bring peace, I bring tranquility. But as the gin and all the baby shams kick in, Grandma gets up. We try to stop her, but she sings.
What I wanna do is stick your hands and dance the night away to metal band. I wanna wake up in the fireplace. I wanna wear a mirrored hat like Slade. I wanna wear a mirrored hat like Slade.
She won't sit down. She won't sit down.
Hello, this is Sally Shapiro, and you are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Feeding on apathy, talking on the phone. I love my rich friends, who take me everywhere. I smell like his cologne, how he treats his own. Hollywood dreaming. I never thought I'd be famous, but I feel like I'm a star. We repeat each other and finish what we start. And I
So we followed Swansea Sound there with something by a band called Venturing, who do not exist.
I was just reading on the site, yeah.
They are a side project of Jane Remover, who have, I think they had an album out earlier on this year. And Venturing is their fictional band, who they claim they found tapes of from the 90s, or somehow got them from the 90s, which is why it's got such that distinctive sound. But I think there is going to be a record by the fictional band Venturing, who is actually just Jane Remover. And that was the first one from it, and it was called Famous Girl. So we are up to date now. My Treble 7 is coming up in about 8 minutes' time.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like next, John? I think we should play, maybe start with a song that we've both brought.
Yes.
And then go on to one of yours.
Okay.
So, what do you want? Cheekface or Phoebe Green?
Phoebe Green, please.
Let's do it then.
Yes.
Precious Things is the name of the track.
Precious Things, following May's Ask Me Now EP, written and produced in her very own flat and her parents' home in Lytham St. Anne's. Touring in April, releasing a new album as yet to be announced, a yet to be announced date next year.
Oh. Why is that dong down? I've turned that down for some reason. It's all right then.
Hello, this is Dan Mangan, and you are currently listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Nicely done.
Sloganeering at the disco. Kindness is laughter or whatever. You got an expert reputation, and everyone is looking up to you. Did you enjoy the novelty and then move on? Love that for you. What are you moving on to? I like learning just not the hard way. Play it again. You like it again, play it again, play it again.
We can't play it again. They've got too much music to get through, Cheekface. Sorry about that.
Unmistakably Cheekface there. Hard Mode song, which just appeared earlier this week. That's Cheekface way, though, isn't it?
It says.
Just not announce anything, just put it out. And it was preceded by Phoebe Green, a single called Precious Things, which was out last week.
Yes.
One more to before my 777, actually, and it's one requested by Steve, who's not here today.
Yes. Steve sent me a recommendation, and it's by a band called The Chords, who are two sisters from Inverclyde in Scotland, Grace and Eva Tedeschi. Apologies if I pronounced that wrong. They're very C86 jangly pop. Their debut single, which I think was out earlier this year, was produced by Simon Liddell of Frightened Rabbit and Johnny Scott of Churches, which that gives you an indication of the circles they move in.
Credentials.
Credentials, that's the word. And it's a slightly festive song called Favourite Time.
About the Christmas, Steve, isn't he?
He is.
So that was...
That was The Chords, C-O-R-D-S. There's another band called The Chords with a H in it, which I found out when I tried to Google information about them and thought, this doesn't sound like the song I've just listened to. Turns out it was a different band.
My 777 time now. I'm going to go to Japan first, where a band called Chili Beans, a very important full stop at the end of that. They had a mini album out a couple of days ago called Blue Night, and this is the final track on it. It's called Cyber, and it is brilliant. It's going to be followed by tracks by Joni and Daisy. Yes, Joni and Daisy. Just avalanches by Joni, and then something from Daisy from an EP called I Get Lost, which was out yesterday.
Hey, Breakdown. Treble 7.
Music time.
Johnson, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Thank you.
That was a song which was out nearly a month ago. I didn't realise that. I thought I'd only had it on my list since last week. But it was Joni, and I'm glad that I played it, because it was pretty darn fantastic. It's called Avalanches. It's the third track she's put out on the current release cycle. She's signed to Keeled Scales Record. Avalanches was the track that we played. Yes.
Could be a new feature as well.
What?
Where a song named after a band.
Oh, what is it? Avalanches, yeah?
The Avalanches,
yeah. Oh, okay. That's another one. All right.
I'm all about the features for next year.
We did have a very good feature earlier in the show. If you didn't hear it, you should catch up with it
earlier
on. Podcasts available in all places where you would find podcasts. Before Joni, at the start of the treble, was Chili Beans, a Japanese trio with a track called Cyber from a mini album of theirs, which is out a couple of days ago. And then Daisy, who we've played in 2022, 2023, and now 2024. That was the track Get Out of My Mind from their EP I Get Lost, brackets When I Try to Get Found, which was out yesterday on Lamo Records. Now we're going to go to Sharon Van Etten, who has been announced this week as one of the headliners of End of the Road Festival.
Yes, that was a lot of good headliners at End of the Road this year.
Yeah.
She has she put together a new band called The Attachment Theory, and she released a single a couple of months ago. Can't remember what it was called, but we definitely played it.
Afterlife.
We always play Sharon Van Etten. And this was the new song she released this week called Southern Life, What It Must Be Like. The album is going to be out on February the 7th. And she's touring in March, playing, I'd say, the best venue in Manchester, maybe even the country, the Albert Hall.
Brudenell will fight you on that.
The Brudenell would have good cause to fight me, I'd say. But yes, they're playing the Albert Hall March the 11th. And this is Southern Life, What It Must Be Like.
Man. The Breakdown, Album of the Week.
Up under neon lights, sweating through a t-shirt on a Tuesday night, a pirouette to reel you in, heart to heart and skin on skin, hands beneath a t-shirt on a Tuesday.
Was the third track from this week's Album of the Week, Vicious Creature, by Lauren Mabry. You heard the beautiful Anywhere But Dancing. Do you know what? I'm going to put that straight onto my Songs of the Year list.
I'm watching it. It's happening live.
It's going on.
There we go.
Before, it was the second track from Sharon Van Etten's And the Attachment Theory.
And the Attachment Theory.
Record, which is out next year. You heard from it. What was it that you heard from it? Southern Life, What It Must Be Like. John, what do you want next?
Would you like to hear Hot Wax?
Let's do it. It's a shorter one. That's good.
Yes, they released their debut album, Hot Shock, on the 7th of March. They've supported the Libertines and Warm Dusha. They'll be performing a string of in-store gigs to promote the album. And they'll also be joining the Kaiser Chiefs and the Cribs for an all-day at Leeds Temple Newsome Park.
That's a big one for them, isn't it? Mm.
So this is called Wanna Be a Doll by Hot Wax.
I can't show. I wanna soften the blows, throwing bouquets of flowers, flowers on the floor.
That was a song by you.
It was Hot Wax, who wanna be a doll.
All right. We're going to get into the final three songs of the hour now. This was a suggestion from Steve, who was away, from Chow Mouse, who we played a track from last week. I think we played 2 Feet Tall from that. EP, Safe Then Sorry, came out yesterday. From it, this is Bad for the Bad Guy. Something else after as well.
This is Vanity Fairy, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
This is my first
it's end of it. It's over.
It was. That was Scarlet Ray. Another new play on the breakdown. Born in LA, now New York based. She's been releasing singles for a couple of years. That was her first release for Bayonet Records.
Blue.
Sorry, spelled B-L-E-U.
Let's get this. This one started because this is going to go a little bit over. Reggae time not here yet, so I don't want to have to. I don't want to have to lose any of this. Hamilton Lighthouser from the Walkmen has been beavering away for some time now on new music. The first fruits of that came out yesterday. This Side of the Island is going to be the final track you'll hear today. Next week it'll be me and Chris Offbeat. So on the other side of the desk, running down the Offbeat Festive 10.
I shall be listening at home.
And that's all for what we've got to say. Bye-bye.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, John.
Bye.
Thank you.
Out of trash, our love and our city were built to collapse. She said, "Hear me, I'm going out now, and I'm not coming back. I'm not coming back."